The Genesee Land Bank owns a lot of property in Flint and the rest of the county. Many of those houses and other buildings are vacant, and they have yards. The grass and the weeds keep growing, and mowing is expensive. High grass is, at best, an eyesore. At worst, it's a vector for pests and increases fire risk. Doug Weiland is the executive director of the Genesee County Land Bank. You guys tried to do something different with the weeds. What'd you do?
Well, we did a lot of research to try to find low-growing grass or slow-growing grass, and really didn't come up with anything that was very substantial. But our staff did some research and found some citations on clover, and we decided that we would try planting clover instead of grass on vacant lots left after demolition.
Now, are we talking about red clover or white clover?
This is white clover we're using.
Okay.
The clover tends to grow no more than about a foot, but it grows in thick and chokes out the weeds and other things. So far it seems to be working out very well for us.
How many pieces of property have you planted clover?
700.
Wow. And it grows back on its own each year?
That's correct.
Now, is this the same stuff that farmers grow for hay?
No, I don't believe so. This is kind of low on the ground clover. It'll get maybe a foot tall during an entire season. We really are using it so that we only have to cut the grass on those lots maybe once.
So this is the kind of stuff we might see in our yard that we try to get rid of, the ones with the little white flowers that the bees seem to like a lot.
That's the one.
Okay. So this is going on. How many years have you done it, and have you been able to actually suppress weed growth with it?
Well, this is a new program for us. We started a pilot project last year that was funded by the Saginaw Bay Watershed Initiative Network, and it worked out well on the trial parcels that we used, and now we are specifying that for all of our demolition properties.
And how many more properties will that be?
Well, this year we'll take down about another 500 yet.
Okay. All right. Doug Weiland is the executive director at the Genesee County Land Bank. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Lester. Bye now.